For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. I stand alone. I stand alone.
Locked and loaded for the Mark Arum Show. Right off the bat, I need two contestants for Millennial Match Game. The only prerequisite is you be 40 years or older. 404-872-0750 is the number. Giving away Adam Sandler tickets to Chastain Park Amphitheater. Before we do that, hold up, wait a minute. ET's the Edgar Traggetts in the WSB newsroom. What did you say the royal baby's name was, man?
The royal baby.
Yeah.
Here we go. Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
That sounds like an ad lib, like a mad lib, like right. You made that up. What is it? Archie Madison? What is it?
Harrison.
Hold on. I got to write this down. Traggetts. Archie.
Archie.
Yeah.
Harrison.
Harrison.
Mountbatten.
Mountbatten.
Uh-huh.
M-O-U-N-T?
M-O-U-N-T, Batten, I believe B-A-T-T-E-N, Windsor.
Okay.
Windsor at the end.
What the hell kind of name is that? All right, Archie from Archie Comics. Harrison, George Harrison from the Beatles, Deb, I'm thinking?
That sounds good, yeah.
Mountbatten.
That is Prince,
where he was conceived?
That was Prince Philip's family name.
Okay, and Windsor.
House of Windsor.
And he needed a cool name because, I don't know, you know what his title's going to be? The Earl of Dumbarton. Legit.
What?
Legit, that's his title.
Oh, poor kid.
He's like seventh in the line of the.
Yeah, he ain't gonna make it.
He'll never make the King Archie. Well, yeah, that's
yeah. He's
can't
he,
happen.
He's the Earl of Dumbarton. So I'm like, they gotta give him like a cool name, like Snake or Ace.
Snake.
You know something, but
Snake.
Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Holy.
So he's just Harry. They'll call him Harry too.
Or they call him Bat for short.
Archie.
Archie Bat.
Archie Bat.
Archie Bat. That's his gang name, Longoria. What? All right. Thanks, Edgar Traggetts. All right. We're playing Millennial Match Game, folks. I'd like to introduce you to our two Millennial Match Game contestants. We have the returning champion from the WSB Digital Desk, Randy. Randy, welcome to the Mark Arum Show. How are you, my friend?
Feeling fantastic, just the way I look.
Good.
Go ahead.
You look fake. And I can't believe, you see that dress she's wearing? That knockout stunning dress?
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Guess who gave that to her?
You.
No, that would be wildly inappropriate.
Okay.
Jennifer Griffey's.
Yeah, Jen.
That thing once hung in Griffey's closet.
What?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
I don't
that.
If she has closets.
I don't
I'm
think,
not sure if
I don't
she
think
has
Griffey's has anything good in her closet.
Well, that's Longoria saying
nothing
that.
Like that.
No, she has good stuff, but that's not the style of thing she has.
No.
I'm going to have to tweet out a picture of that. Anyway, Randy's playing Allie from the promotions team. Allie, thanks for coming in on the Mark Arum Show. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So you, this is your first time playing Millennial Match Game.
It is.
But you've heard it before. You know
it
how
before.
This works. All right,
yes.
So tonight's category is TV show theme songs. Because
right.
I asked Randy, what do you want? She said, I want TV show theme songs. So Deb Green pulled them up. So these are going to be classic TV show theme songs from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, basically. And that's what we're doing today. All right, let's meet the two players you're playing with. Eric joins us in Atlanta. Eric, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy? Eric. Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey. Oh, not much. Just driving.
You're going to be playing with Randy. Are you over 40?
I am 48.
All right, and you familiar with Millennial Match Game?
Yes, sir. I listen to you every night.
Oh, excellent. Thanks for listening, buddy. You'll play Jeff in Snellville. Jeff, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mark?
Excellent. You're going to be playing with Allie. You're familiar with Millennial Match Game?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Let's play Millennial Match Game.
Doug telling you how to run a board there, Longoria. Wow. Shots fired across the bow from Doug Turnbull. All right. We'll see if we get traffic on in 6 minutes. All right. We're going to kick things off here. Eric and Randy will go first. Again, TV show theme songs. I'm going to play a TV show theme song, Eric. You don't need to know what show it is. You just have to guess whether or not Randy will know. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your
All right, we certainly know what that is, but will Millennial Randy know what that is? What do you think, Eric?
Yes.
You say yes. Randy Pants.
Come on, Eric. Shout out to you believing in me from the jizzump, okay? So, you know, I think she was like, walk it, we're gonna make it after. Ain't it the same song?
Very
Mary
similar.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Mary Tyler Moore
yes.
is not the show.
What?
No.
Oh,
that is Cheers.
Oh, my
that
God.
That is Cheers.
Yes. Oh, my.
Unbelievable. All right, so no point for you, Randy. I would have guessed that as well.
I could have stole that.
There's no stealing in Millennial Match Game. All right, but you have a chance to get on the board here. Jeff, will Allie from Promotions know what famous TV show theme song this is, my friend?
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, no.
Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a friend
and a Oh, pal and a confidant. All right, I know what that is. You probably know what that is, Jeff. Will Allie know what that is?
I would say yes.
You say yes. Very, very popular theme song, popular show. Allie, what do you think?
You know what? I was going to pick Cheers. That's so wrong.
Cheers was the last one.
I know.
Thank you for being my friend.
Friend.
What?
Any guess?
Friends.
She guesses Friends. No, that's Golden Girls.
I knew it.
Oh, I love Golden Girls.
Jeff, I'm sorry. Did you say she would or would not know?
I would not.
All right, so you get a point there. All right, Eric, you need this one to get back on the board. Will Randy know what TV show this theme song is from?
Yeah.
You say yes. She's dancing in the studio. That would lead me to believe that she knows what this is. Randy, what TV show theme song was that?
I think he said Dynamite. So that is going to be Good Times.
That is Good Times. Good job, Randy. All right, here we go. Jeff, you can take the lead with Allie. Will she know what television sitcom this theme song is from?
Show me that smile.
What do you think, Jeff?
I would say no.
All right. Can you say no while we're guessing that? Turn the phones out. Turn down your radios, guys, or roll up your windows or something. We'll get some feedback. You say no, Allie. What TV show is that from?
Cosby Show.
Great guess, but it was the White Cosby Show.
Oh yeah.
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
All right. So Jeff got it right. Jeff said she would not know that. Here we go. Millennial Match Game continues with Randy and Allie. Will Eric know what famous television theme song this is? Well, we know you'll know it. Will Randy know it? Here it is. Here's the theme song. I became a man watching this show, by the way. What do you think, Eric? Will Randy know what show that is?
I'm going with yes.
You say yes. All right. That's interesting. It's a long shot. Randy, I would say no on this one. Do you want to hear a little more of it?
No. Eric knew what he was saying. Thank you, Eric. It's I Dream of Jeannie.
Whoa!
That was my favorite show.
Really?
And favorite hot costume.
Yeah. God. What was that woman's name?
All right.
B. Arthur? No, not B. Arthur.
Yeah.
What was the actress?
B. Arthur.
Was it B. Arthur? Who was the actress in that? The genie.
I can't remember.
Oh, she was.
Well, now that you put B. Arthur in my head.
Yeah, not B. Arthur. All right, here we go.
Something, wasn't it?
What was it? Barbara Eden. Yeah, Barbara Eden. All right, here we go. Jeff and Allie, before the break, will Allie know what TV show this famous theme song is from? Classic TV show. Will Allie, the millennial, know what TV show it is, though, Jeff?
I want to say no.
You say no. Allie, what TV show is that?
Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, that's a hell of a guess.
No.
I Love Lucy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But
that
no,
was
that,
bad. You were the, I totally know I Love
you
Lucy.
Were the, you were right in the era, though.
Wow.
That was good. All right, we're going to come back.
Yeah.
It is Jeff is beating Eric 3-2. During the break, Eric and Jeff, do something with your phones. Roll up the window. Do something. Get out of the shower. We're getting a lot of interference. When we come back, we'll finish up final segment of Millennial Match Game TV show theme songs with Randy and Allie. 40, no, don't call. Don't call. But you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M. It's Millennial Match Game on The Mark Arum Show.
Let's play Millennial Match Game.
All right, we got a barn burner here. Jeff is beating Eric 3-2. Final segment, Millennial Match Game. It is Eric's chance to tie this up. He's playing with Randy from the Digital Desk. TV show theme songs. Will Randy know what TV show this song is from, buddy?
Come and knock on our door. We'll be waiting for you.
Hers and hers and his. All right. What do you think, Eric? Will Randy know what TV show that is from?
Yes.
Wow, a lot of faith in Randy, the millennial. Randy, what TV show is that?
Hey, Eric, we can go have some drinks after, you know, after air, okay? I think I would like to say that is Three's a Company.
I am you've been doing your homework,
Jack
kid.
Jack Ripper.
Jack Ripper.
That's not it?
Jack Tripper. Jack Tripper. But it doesn't matter. You got the right answer. Holy smokes. I never would have thought that. All right, here we go. This is an interesting one. One of my favorite shows of all time. You ready, Jeff?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we're Allie. Know what TV show this is from? I used to watch this show every afternoon after I did my homework, right before the news and dinner with my mom. Very special show to me. Very low-key intro. Will Allie the Millennial know what amazing TV show that is from, Jeff?
I want to say no.
Yeah, I say no either. It's a tough one. That's a really tough one. It's a really obscure theme. What do you think, Allie?
Good for you, because I'm going with, how about MASH?
It is a four-letter show, but it is not MASH.
Can I guess again?
Yeah, it's Taxi. Yes!
Oh!
Taxi. All right, so Jeff gets the point. We got a shot for one more here. All right, here we go. Randy. Will Randy know what this one is? Eric, you ready for the win?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We don't have much time. What do you think? Will she know what that is?
Yes.
You say yes. Too much faith in Randy there. That way too much. Randy, take a guess.
Okay. I know we don't have time, but can I hear one more time, please? This is 80s or 70s?
80s.
I got nothing.
You got nothing. That's Miami Vice. That's Miami Vice. But have no fear.
Sorry, Eric.
You guys are both getting you're both getting prize packs. So hang on the line. Deb Green, what have they won?
You're both going to go check out Adam Sandler's 100% Fresher Tour June 28th at Chastain.
How about that, guys? Enjoy from the Mark Arum Show. Thanks to Randy. Thanks to Allie. That was Millennial Match Game. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Lois Griffin, and you are listening to the Mark Arum Show.
I don't know about you, Longoria, but I am blown away by Randy's performance during Millennial Match Game.
I know. She brought her A game today.
Right? That's the greatest success rate we've ever had by a millennial on Millennial Match Game. Chuck, you think
she's just cheating and watching I Love the 80s on
VH1. Well, that's not cheating. That's doing her homework. I'm impressed.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I might have to stop saying when in doubt the millennial doesn't know when it comes to Randy, because she did better than I thought there.
Maybe she got mad because the last time we did the morning, we said the A group came in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
When the last time she was on, I think she went like 0 for whatever.
Yeah. She's been 0 for 2019.
Yeah.
But, also did pick the category.
Well, I did. I did give her the category.
That was very nice.
So narrowed it down for her, but well done. I want to talk real briefly about this Uber Lyft strike. Apparently from noon till midnight today, Uber and Lyft drivers are striking, looking for what people usually strike for: better pay, guarantees, et cetera, et cetera. I drove on my way in today. I drove by a Lyft office, and there were picketers out there. So I picked up my phone and to see if there were drivers available, like to see how severe this strike was. And there are plenty of drivers available. I don't know how many people.
There's a lot.
Yeah, I don't normally check Uber at that time of the day, so I don't know if it was less than it was. But I could have gotten a ride if I wanted to. I am very sympathetic because I know for a fact there are a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers that listen to the show. I've gotten into many Ubers where WSB Radio has been on. So I really appreciate Uber drivers and Lyft drivers that listen to the show. So I do have a sympathetic ear. I would like to hear from some of them about the beefs they have with the industry and with their companies, because I really don't know how it works. So let's say Deb Green and I take a $20 Uber to the Tabby to see Ben Fold 5. because that's her favorite band.
You and Ben Folds Five.
I don't even know anything about
that. I mean,
them.
The Priest is tonight, at least.
Yeah. All right, so, like, of that $20, I don't know how much goes to the Uber or Lyft driver. I don't know how the machinations work and how much you get. I remember I when I was in San Francisco, I took a $96 Uber.
Oh.
I know.
Where?
From Sonoma to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. That was,
okay, well, then.
Yeah, you shouldn't have done that.
But it was fine. I mean, what about, there's nothing. It actually saved me money. So I didn't rent a car that weekend, which would have cost me like $400 or $300.
Didn't you look up what it would cost to take an Uber to like New York from here or Connecticut one time?
I think
it was like $3,000 or $4,000.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
There's a couple different things saying averaging $25 per hour or 20% of a ride is what it says online.
That's all they get is 20% of
That's
a ride?
That's the average, yeah.
Well, I want to hear from drivers right now, please, because I want to be sympathetic to your cause because I use Uber a lot. Uber Eats a lot. So tell me how it works. Tell me what your beef is with the companies. And let me know which way I should lean toward. I mean, Uber's changed my life.
It has. It definitely is a convenience.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's awesome. And, you know, Uber changed my life because now I can actually go out and drink. I could never go out and drink. I was always the designated driver because I will never drink and drive. And now I can actually go out and have wine with dinner at Piccadilly.
Do they sell wine in
Piccadilly? No, they don't. They'll cork your wine for a fee, though. You bring in your own and they'll cork it for you. It's and then Uber Eats has changed my life as well.
Oh, yeah. There's been many of lazy nights that we were just like, I don't even feel like taking the kids
out.
Yeah. That's just Uber Eats.
It's miraculous because before Uber Eats, it was I was limited to, you know, I'm not a big, you know, whiz in the chef. A chef, I'm not a big whiz in the kitchen, is right. What I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm not a big whiz in the chef either.
Yeah,
I don't know
you
what
don't
the
whiz
hell
on
that
the
means.
Chef either.
So I used to be limited to, you know, pizza delivery or Chinese food delivery.
Right.
That was it. And now, the last week I got...
sky's the limit.
I got Sufi's, the Persian joint right
oh,
here.
Yeah.
Got lamb chops and saffron rice delivered to my house. It's amazing. It's game changing. Otherwise, it was pizza. And now I can get literally anything. I can get American Cut, who delivered us fantastic lobster rolls today.
So good.
So good.
Oh, they were.
So, yeah. So I'm very sympathetic to the company because it's changed my life and the drivers that make it happen. So I want to know what you guys are wanting and what you're making now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. John joins us in Sandy Springs. John, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you on the Uber and Lyft and what it costs. I used to be a Lyft driver. I stopped a while ago. But, you know, I did some math, and just think this through as to how little a driver makes. You know, when you do your taxes, you know, the IRS will give you, I think it's like 50 cents a mile
mm-hmm.
to cover the cost of operating your vehicle. That's gas, that's maintenance.
Sure,
all
sure,
that stuff.
Yeah.
Now, Uber and Lyft take 25 cents out of every dollar that you bring in for their coverage fee or, you know, whatever you pay them. That means you're only making 25 cents a mile as a driver.
So let me just say this. So if I have a $10 fare, Uber gets $2.50 and you get $7.50?
Right. And then I have to absorb all the cost to maintain my vehicle and depreciate it and all that. So of that $10, you know, $50
sure.
or $5.
What's funny, I was taking that $96 Uber ride in California, which I was happy to pay for. It was, I didn't, you know, I could enjoy the sights driving through wine country and the Golden Gate. So I have no problem paying that. But I was talking to the driver, and gas in California at Longoria, you know, is crazy expensive.
Yep. Crazy.
So this guy had a hybrid, and he's like, I don't know how regular fueled vehicles are doing. So another thing you got to factor in is the, you know, the swaying of the gas prices when it comes to Uber. 25%, that's high, but I don't think that's unreasonable. That's better than I thought it was. If I pay $10 for an Uber ride and the driver's getting $7.50 plus whatever I tip, I'm okay with that. Maybe not getting a whole story. Maybe
they didn't allow tipping for a while.
Yeah, but now you can tip right on the app. It's fantastic.
That's
I tipped before even that.
Sure, but I'm just saying it added a whole nother
sure.
level because you can just do it right on
exactly,
the app.
Exactly, exactly. I want to hear from more Uber and Lyft drivers about this strike going on right now. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. This is The Mark Arum Show. Uber and Lyft currently on strike till midnight. I want to know what it's all about. I want to know more about that, Longoria. Mike joins us on the program. Mike, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to share a ride that I had yesterday where the rider paid $21.80.
Okay.
And I made $11.10 off of that.
How does that happen?
So that's only, we only get a little over 50% of what the is making. Now, I pulled up an actual trip from yesterday. So I am at the airport. I am not striking. And there's a lot of people here with me. There was 110 people in front of me in the airport queue. So
plenty of drivers out there still.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because we covered the story this morning on Channel 2 Action News this morning, and the thought was the people, you know, the biggest impact would be people coming in from the airport because people are used to, you know, getting an Uber ride when they land, and would there be a shortage? But you're saying there's plenty of folks down there.
Plenty, and I checked it throughout the day, and there's been plenty all day.
Awesome. Good info. Thank you for that, Mike. Dave's in Conyers. David, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. It's good to talk to you. Last time I talked to you directly was at the Gino's New York Pizza Bar.
Oh, wow.
And we had the, we survived the I-85 bridge crash.
I remember the party well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the big beef, just like the previous caller said, is that they're giving us less and less and less. It used to be 55, maybe 56% of the pie. Now we're getting about 48.5%. And that's basically what's happened to Lyft, too. I've spoken to Lyft drivers, both on
that, see, that's too much. Facebook see, 25%, page. I think that you'd be okay with that. 55% is way too much. The question I have, and thanks for the call, David. But Deb, you can check on this during the break. The last I saw, Uber and Lyft were losing money. They're not even making money as a company yet. I don't know how that is possible if they're taking that much of the percentage from the drivers. More from your Uber and Lyft drivers on the strike when we come back. 404-872-0750. It's the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, this is Louis Anderson, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show.
No, I want this town to be near you.
Welcome back to the show, the Mark Arum Show, Monday through Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. You can listen in your car, you can listen at home on the WSB radio app or Amazon Alexa. Programming note, tomorrow, the Bananas and myself will be on early. We'll be on from 4 to 7 p.m., but it'll be the same Bananas. Deb Green produces the show. Longoria, the stoic Eskimo, on the other side of the takeout window. Low-T Chuck screening your call. By the way, speaking of sexy stoic Eskimo, did you give Meg in Pennsylvania advice on how to listen to the show?
By the time I got on the phone, she had already hung up.
Oh, well, yeah. You left her on hold for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, he slow played that.
I have other things to do.
He pulled me.
I have other things to do during my breaks. I don't just sit here and stare into nothing.
All right, listen.
Meter readings.
There's not many, talk shows that have listeners 19 states away.
No, that's true. And I apologize if she's listening. I really did try to
call back, Meg.
Yeah,
you know what, Meg? I'll just give you Longoria's cell number.
Yeah,
and then we can get that done.
She can tell me sweet nothings at night.
Coming up on the show, today's National Have a Coke Day. I love Coca-Cola anyway, and I love the fact that it's an Atlanta company and really has grown with Atlanta. So the second half hour of this show dedicated all to Coca-Cola and the relationship it's had with Atlanta. But right now I want to cover the current Uber-Lyft strike going on. I want to hear from Uber and Lyft drivers out there because I know a lot of you listen to the show, and I really do appreciate that. So I feel for you. If you are hurting, then I'm hurting. Because I love the service. I love what you guys and gals do out there. You bring me around town. You bring me food. You take Longoria to swim class when he's too drunk to drive his girls.
Good Lord, what?
At 2 in the afternoon on a Saturday?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I know that happened at least once.
There you go.
You're at least hungover, and you're like, you know what, girls? We're taking an Uber to swim class.
We're taking an Uber.
Daddy needs some apple juice. So I want to know what the beef is and how much you are actually making per trip. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Steve's in Sandy Springs. Steve, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark. How's it going, buddy?
What's going on, Steve?
I don't have any beef with Lyft or Uber. I drive for both of them. I only do the Select and the Lyft rides, and I average about $2 a mile. I did 1,000 trips each year the last 2 years, and I made growth between $22,000 and $26,000.
So, on an average ride, do you know how much Uber and or Lyft takes from each ride?
I honestly don't. They tell me that I get 75% of the gross.
Okay.
So I think that's pretty fair.
That seems like a reasonable number to me. The 55% seems too small. Like you should, they should. But I would imagine. I think it's different between Lyft and Uber. Because my brother drove for Lyft, and he said he did that because they take less out than Uber.
Well, I drive for both of them, and I figure on the average ride, I'm grossing about $2 a mile.
Yeah. So are you you taking part in the strike, or are you out driving today?
No, I just drive part-time. I drive after work and on the weekend.
Oh, good for you. It's great for something like that. Like, I think I definitely could see myself doing that.
I think 95% of the people are just side hustling.
Yeah.
With both of those companies.
But I can see.
I don't think it's their
sometimes, like, if I have a big event to go to, like if I'm emceeing an event or hosting an event or going to a big event, I'll get the nicer cars, like Uber Black or, you know, Uber XL or Uber Select or whatever. Because I'm a pillar of community. I can't show up in
Bob's Hyundai.
Exactly.
You driving a Jag? I mean, what more?
Well, I don't drive. Like, if I know I'm going to drink at the event.
Oh, I got you.
So if Maya and I are going to an event or a nice dinner, like an anniversary dinner, I'll get the nicer. And I think those guys with, like, the Escalades and the Navigators, I think they do it full time because it's really expensive.
It is.
It's so expensive. Not necessarily worth that. So if you get drunk on Saturday morning, Longoria, and you got to take the girls to swim class.
I got problems if I'm doing that.
Don't get the Uber Black.
No.
Just go with the, you know,
just
Uber
go with the cheaper
X.
One.
Yeah, go with the regular one. CJ's in Suwanee, Georgia. CJ, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mark?
What's up, brother?
A lot of people have been mentioning, you know, what the drivers want. I'm actually a fleet owner, and so I wanted to kind of share three things that riders can do to help Uber and Lyft drivers. And then one thing about Uber in general as to why they're actually making lots of money. Number one, wait at the curb. Sometimes you have to wait up to 5 minutes for people to come out of their house, and the drivers don't get paid for that.
That's money out of your pocket,
Yes. They only get paid minutes and miles. And the average Uber driver makes 60 cents a minute, 60 cents a mile, rather, and 10 cents a minute. That's it. Number two.
Wait, 10 cents a minute?
10 cents a minute and 60 cents a mile.
So
that is the new terms of service.
So that's, do the math for me, Deb. That's $6 an hour. 10 cents a minute is $6 an hour. That can't be right.
That is correct. You can read the the latest terms of service.
Wait, that's what they pay you, though. That's like your salary, 10 cents a minute.
No, that's only after you pick up the passenger and then drop them off.
My head hurts.
You don't get hurt. You don't get paid for going to the pick up the passenger.
Just the actual trip itself.
Just the actual trip.
All right. Well, you say you're a fleet owner. What does that mean?
I have over 30 cars in the fleet. I have different drivers driving all over Atlanta.
And that's through Uber, or that's through a separate side business?
Every one of my drivers are Uber and Lyft drivers.
Okay.
So that's a side story. Second thing, one of the things that I notice when I personally drive is that Atlanta passengers are cheap. Like 80% don't tip.
Really? That bugs me crazy. I over tip, unfortunately. I mean, it's good that I do because I used to work for tips, so I know how it is. So
Basically,
if I'm hearing this right, and, you know, just wink, wink, nod, nod. So you have a fleet of cars and you just have people driving them for you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. How's that working out for you?
It's getting tougher and tougher because the drivers are not making the type of money. You know, 2 years ago, they could drive 40 hours a week and they can make a living.
Sure.
Now they have to drive 60 hours a week just to make the same amount.
Interesting. All right. That sinks. Did you find anything on the financials on Uber and Lyft?
Yeah. So Uber's lost about $3 billion
in
2018. And they lose about 58 cents on each ride is what they're saying. But because if they go public with this IPO, it's valued at about $90 billion.
Wow.
So that's where their money would come in. And they're comparing themselves to Amazon because Amazon
didn't make money
for like the first couple years. So that's what they're saying.
But how are they losing money, Chuck?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. I know they have an app, and I had a friend that worked for Uber, so there are a lot of people that are involved with the company, but it just doesn't seem like you'd have the operating overhead cost that a lot of other regular business would.
Advertising? Are they spending too much on advertising? I mean,
I don't know.
Where's the cost there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, and I have no idea. I guess I could text my friend and see.
Yeah, find out, because, I mean, they could make a profit on me alone.
It just seems like it's dummy proof. Like you should make some kind of a profit off of it and not lose. What did you say? $3 billion?
$3 billion.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
A billion with a B.
With a B, Longoria. Cynthia's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, Cynthia.
Hello, Mark. Nice talking to you.
Likewise. What's going
on? I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
My sister drives for Uber, and when she first started, yes, they took 25%. Now they take 45 to 55% of the money.
See, that's too much.
And my sister shows me how much Uber is almost always getting more money than her.
Yeah.
And I went to take an Uber ride myself one time, and it was an automated system that just went through your system. There's no people, employees. So I don't know how they're saying
you don't know where the
money.
Cost is. So I'm going to pull up. So I took an Uber, when was it? Last Thursday, Longoria, right?
Yes.
All right. So
Taste
let me
of
see.
Alpharetta.
Let me see. My trips. All right. So I went to the Taste of Alpharetta. That probably is my last Uber drive. Yeah. So I spent $35.31 on an Uber X to go from my house to Old Milton Parkway in Alpharetta. And so you're saying that Uber took 18 of that $35? Is that what you're saying, Cynthia?
Yes. And they don't pay you by the minutes. They only pay you by the mileage.
Yeah. That's what I didn't understand, that 10 cents a minute thing that that guy was
telling
me.
Yeah. I was like, what?
So that trip, we were in the heart of rush hour. That took, over an hour.
And he only got paid $18? Only got paid 18, right?
Yeah. Her name was Jennifer. I gave her 5 stars and a $10 tip.
Nice.
Yeah, she deserved it.
And you were almost late, but
she did not
that
like,
wasn't her fault.
She did not like calling me. I called her Jen. She said, no, it's Jennifer.
Oh.
I've never been corrected by a Jen and Jennifer before.
That's weird.
Like, I've been corrected by...
Me.
Like, yeah, Deb, Deborah, Richie. I never called a girl Jen, and she's like, no, it's Jennifer. Oh, sorry, Jennifer. Have you ever been corrected by a Jen and a Jennifer?
No, because Jen is just short for Jennifer.
Exactly.
It's not like a different name.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't like somebody named Jen. She doesn't want to get confused with that person. Like, I don't want to be her.
Yeah,
like,
there's another Jen Uber driver.
Yeah,
that's
not
bad.
Her.
Star,
she's only got
one star.
Yeah.
Like Angie from Angie's List?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nasha is in Atlanta. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Nasha?
Yes, that's correct.
Hello, Nasha. What's going on?
Hi, yes. I'm a part-time Uber driver in Atlanta, and I haven't noticed a change in pay as far as my part-time driving. I only drive at night, and I average between $20 to $25 per week, the hours that I do drive, so I make pretty good money.
Wait, you said you make $20 to $25 a week?
No, an hour
per
week, and I drive no more than like 20
like,
to 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have not seen much of a change. I actually see better now that they have changed a lot of the things with the system as far as the tiers, because now you can be either a diamond, platinum, or gold driver. And the higher status allows you to actually see how far the person is going as far as time and also the direction that they're going in. And if I decide to take that trip, and I do, but the short trips, of course, I'm passing those up. So the ones that have lower tier status are getting those lower rides.
They're blind. They're blindly taking the thing. So I'm platinum level on Uber. So it offers me VIP rides. So it'll match me with good drivers like you, Nasha.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing that I would say that Uber would need to change would be the fact that someone can request a ride for themselves, but it's actually for someone else. We're not picking the person up that's actually requesting the ride. In my eyes, I feel that is dangerous. And I feel that with technology, there should be a way that the person that is not that's requesting the ride, but if it's for their cousin, their brother, their boyfriend,
hypothetically,
whoever.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Hypothetically, mm-hmm. let's say this Saturday, 10 a.m., Longoria is still drunk from the night before, and he can't drive his daughters
to swim class. You make it sound like I go out every Friday night or something.
Can he order Uber? Can he order you to come drive his daughters to swim class, even if he doesn't go in the car?
No, if they're under 17 years of age, we cannot drive them.
They are. All right, so
you
can't do that,
Longoria.
Can't
do that.
I was trying to help you out, Longoria.
Okay. Yeah,
Nasha, thank you for the call. I look forward to having you be my Uber driver sometime soon.
Yes, I'm an excellent Uber driver. My star rating right now is a 4.95. I'm in the 4.50. Yeah, and that's over 1,000 rides completed.
I'm 4.89, and I'm stuck on that number. I can't move.
Oh, you're an awesome passenger to have. So,
I
look forward to it.
Yeah, indeed. And be safe out there. Female drivers. Male drivers, too, but especially the females. Be safe out there. Coming back, more of your Uber Lyft strike calls. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Dreaming of Jeannie and Bea Arthur. Bea Arthur was not in I Dream of Jeannie Longoria.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, that was Barbara Eden. Not even close. Not even close, Aaron. No. Michelle is in Woodstock, Georgia. Michelle, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Excellent. What's cooking?
Just calling to chime in.
You an Uber or Lyft driver?
I'm a Lyft driver, yep. I've been a Lyft driver for a couple of years, and I was an Uber driver before that.
And what's the difference between the two? Does Uber take more than Lyft does?
I think Uber takes more than Lyft, yes. And we all have a rate card in our profile under our dashboard, so every driver can see what they're getting paid.
But it doesn't tell you the percentage. It doesn't say, you know, hey, on this $20 trip, Lyft's taking $2.19 or something like that.
Well, it gives you what your cents per mile that you're making. And we do get paid for our time as well. Like, I get 11 cents per minute.
That's what he was talking about. All right. So that's like $6 an hour bonus just for out there driving.
During a trip.
Yes. Okay. So what I think this is part of the problem where I can't get an answer from drivers. I don't think they know exactly how much they're losing from every trip. You need to sit down and do the math on that. You need to, at the end of the day,
I think they're just kind of trusting that they're going
to
get.
You need to do the math on this, folks, right. All the drivers out there, because I'm in your corner. I love you guys. You save me so much grief, and you fill my fat belly with food. You need to, at the end of the day, and say, all right, I booked $230 worth of trips. How much am I seeing in, you know, so you can.
I can't believe more people don't do
that. I know. I don't understand why you're not doing that. You need to find out exactly what percentage you're losing out of every trip. When we come back, more of your calls, and let's celebrate Coca-Cola and the great city of Atlanta. What a partnership. What a match made in heaven. It's like Chuck and testosterone. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Wagner, and you're listening to that famous anti-dentite, Mark Arum.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
We've got a bonus millennial presence in the second hour of the show. Randy from the digital desk doing something, looking at pictures of me with Deb Green for some reason. Ladies, I'm right here. You got the real thing right here. You don't need to look on your iPad. We're going to continue to take calls from Uber and Lyft drivers, but I do want to, as I cracked open this can of Coke, this icy cold can of Coke from the WSB break room, today's National Drink a Coke Day, Longoria.
Okay.
Different than the other Coke Day that you celebrated in Tijuana.
That is. That's year round. That's not a specific day.
I love Coca-Cola. I love the company. I grew up with it. It's, to me, there's nothing more American than seeing this logo. Like, that's America right there to me. You want to see what's America? Coca-Cola. And I love the fact that their headquarters in Atlanta. I love the connection they have with the city. I celebrate all things Coca-Cola. I'm just a Coke fan, Longoria. I'm a Coca-Cola fan. So today is National Drink a Coke Day. So I wanted to play some old Coca-Cola commercials, because we all remember the ones we grew up with, but they've been around for so long. They've had so many commercials that Deb Green was kind enough to pull a bunch of older Coke ads from yesteryear, and I want to play them for you here real quick before you go back to the phone. So here's a Coke ad from the 50s, Nothing Like a Coke.
There are times every day as you work or you play when a pause would be welcome to you. And it's then that you find the bright thought in your mind that only a Coke will do.
50 million times a day, at home, at work, or on the way, there's nothing like a Coca-Cola, nothing like a Coke.
Yes, for a bright taste and a bracing sparkle, for perfect refreshment every time, there's nothing like ice-cold Coca-Cola.
There's nothing like a Coca-Cola, nothing like a Coke.
What is crazy to me is that if you had no knowledge of soda, of Coke, right, of a cola, when this thing hit the market, people would be like,
oh, it was mind-blowing.
Get that brown water out of here. Like, the fact that this has become
brown water.
Like, literally. Like, if you go back, when was Coke first started?
Invented in 1886.
Okay, 1886. So let's go to Deadwood. What were they drinking at Deadwood, Chuck?
Whiskey. Probably brown water.
Whiskey.
Brown water.
Whiskey, stream water.
Sure, that's about it.
And ale. Like, you know, sometimes they would have ale shipped into Deadwood. And then this guy comes in, non-alcoholic drink. It's like bubbly brown water. Al Swearengen wasn't going to take a sip of that in 1880.
Well, originally, it did have alcohol in it, like the very first one.
Yeah, didn't it have
and
something
opium,
else?
Yes.
Yeah,
all that. I mean, yes.
But you know, a lot of things in
but
it.
But like to come up with a new beverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and the fact that it actually lasted this long and became such a worldwide phenomenon is a pretty amazing story. Because if you have no knowledge of cola and someone hands you cola, you're going to be like, get that crap out of here. What is that? Why is it fizzy? Why is it brown? Get away. But yet, it took off. And I don't know if it's still the case, but the Coca-Cola logo used to be the most famous logo in the world. I think Apple might have surpassed that
now. It says it's
in
the top three.
But for a long time. All right, so that's a Coke ad. Here's another Coke ad from the 50s.
And for fast refreshments, there's just nothing like a frosty bottle of Coca-Cola. So tangy in taste. So ever fresh in sparkle. Coke has a distinctive flavor that's never been equaled. And the way Coca-Cola brings you back so refreshed so quickly. For Coke offers a bit of wholesome energy. Gives you a bright little lift just when you need it. In any season, enjoy bracing, ice-cold Coca-Cola.
I love
perfect
that.
Perfect refreshment anytime.
Here's one from the 60s. Things change a little bit in the freaky 60s.
Now for a lively lift.
Oh, this one's good.
Ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's no waistline worry with Coke, you know. Actually, this individual size bottle has no more calories than half a grapefruit.
What?
Another thing, cold, wait, whoa.
What? The whole thing is because women don't want to gain weight.
Understood.
So if they drink, and that was a very popular thing.
Just like eating the grapefruit.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think you can compare
that's
it to
fake
a
news.
Grapefruit.
That's fake news, by the way. There's no way a can of Coke has as many calories.
It says about the same, is what she says.
How many calories in a freaking grapefruit?
Well, what is her about? Is
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how
there
far
were
she's.
600 calories of each other.
Well, that's just about. That's about.
A grapefruit.
It's even funnier to watch it.
All right, let me hear the rest of this. Oh, I can't play it again. Oh, all right. This is another one from the 60s.
Any place, any time is a good time for Coke.
We should hijack this for the Mark Arum Show.
Coca-Cola has more zest. Coke is a lot more zest in living. Refreshing zest only. Coca-Cola gives you that refreshing new feeling.
Here's the one that I really remember from the 70s when I was a kid.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world.
Do you remember this one, Longoria?
I do.
All the hippies on the mountain.
Yeah.
Having a post-coital Coke after dropping mushrooms and smoking ganja. You build up a thirst in those 60s orgies. Refresh yourself with a grapefruit and a Coke. So good. Here's one of my favorites because this is one from the 70s. This is a great TV spot. I think you folks will remember. If you're my age or older, you'll definitely remember this one.
Mr. Green?
Yeah.
You need any help?
Mm-mm.
I just want you to know, I think you're the best ever.
Yeah, sure.
Want my Coke? It's okay, you can have it.
No.
Really, you can have it.
Okay.
Thanks. Mean Joe Green taking the kid's Coke. That wouldn't happen these days.
No. Like, that kid would get arrested.
Like, as nice a guy as Matt Ryan is,
Yeah.
If a 6-year-old kid offers him a half a can of Coke,
he's not taking
he's
it.
He's not taking it. I give Mean Joe Green credit. Security.
One, the germs, you know.
Yeah.
He's already drank half of it.
You don't know what's in it.
You're not taking something from a 10-year-old kid.
No.
You don't know where his mouth's been.
And then at the end of the ad, Mean Joe throws the jersey at him.
Yeah.
That's a great spot. So there you
then
go.
Then he sold it on eBay.
Have a Coke today on me, folks. Have a Coke today. National Have a Coke Day. I love the fact that they're based out of Atlanta. The Pembertons, right? Isn't it the Pemberton family? An amazing story of success in the United States of America. From humble brown water beginnings with opium to now
brown water
the
and
most.
Opium.
And what that company's gone. Because people are drinking less soda now.
Sure.
Because they don't have, it has more calories than a grapefruit.
Yes, it does.
Unfortunately.
It's about.
But the fact Coke is branching off into so many different things and they're evolving. So I love my friends down in Midtown there along North Avenue. So have a Coke, folks. Have a Coke and a smile. Samantha joins us in Sandy Springs. Sammy, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey there. Can you hear me okay?
Excellent, buddy. What's going on?
Hi. I'm in North Decatur now. I need everybody to grab a pen and paper. I drive for Uber.
I'm writing. Go ahead.
I don't know where people are getting what they're saying from, but how can I start? Uber gives us all something that we can't get back. And that's time.
Mm-hmm.
People want to use their time the way they want to use their time.
Correct.
They won't get the most out of what they're trying to do. Uber.
They let you work when you want to work.
That's right.
Yes.
And I've had several jobs. You work when you want to work, where you want to work. If you want to change states, you get your license ready and your registration show Uber that it's legitimate in that state and you can go work. So that's all I have to say about that, because people want to, and I appreciate it because I don't want people to think that I don't appreciate freedom.
Sure.
And things like that. However,
well, it doesn't matter the job. Everyone wants more money, no matter what the job. Like, I'm paid handsomely. I want more money. Longoria makes $1.5 million a year running the board for the Mark Aaron
Show.
He wants more money. So I get the fact that Uber and Lyft drivers want more money. That's as American as Coca-Cola. We want more money. That's fine. I do like the freedom fact of, like, I wish I could say to Pete Spriggs, you know, I'm going to work midnight to 6 a.m. today.
Oh, if you just got to, like, say,
yeah, that would,
like,
be cool, right?
You pick your own hours.
Yeah, I'm just coming.
You know what? I'm going to fill in for Winslow on the overnight traffic today. That's the shift I'm going to choose. I do like that.
The red alert.
Russ in Gainesville. Russ, welcome to the show, buddy.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
What's going on?
Hey, not much. Did you hear about the guy that got fired from Pepsi?
No, what happened?
He tested positive for Coke.
Oh, Russ, I'm going to have to hang up you on that one. So only because I'm out of time. My buddy used to work at Coke,
mm-hmm.
and I went to visit him in his office one day, and he was working on the Surge campaign, which was, you know, their answer to Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I walked in there with a 2-liter Mountain Dew, and they wouldn't let me in the building.
No kidding.
Yeah, security's like, you can't bring that in there, man. I'm like, it's a joke for my family. He goes, no. I've got to stop you there. Daryl's in Kennesaw. Daryl, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, man, I was going to answer the curiosity you had about why people are having a hard time with tracking their pay.
Yeah.
My daughter was for a whole year last year with Lyft and Uber, and I, when Lyft first came to Atlanta, just to see what it was all about, had signed up. But the pay shifts around throughout the day, and it makes it very hard to track.
Oh, so it's
and
fluid.
And don't ask the rider on the way out the door what they were just charged, and that's if they are even still have the app up. What you get displayed on your phone is what you're going to get paid.
So you don't see the total.
$18. It might show them $24.
Oh, so at the end of the day, you don't get a total. Say, all right, we've charged riders $300. We're giving you $179. You don't get like an invoice like that.
So early on, yes, and then that changed, and then it came back, and then it went away again. And then there's also they're very, very happy to share with you when they're losing money on them, which they do, because sometimes during peak situations, they're trying to entice more drivers into a specific area. When they go to a new city, they're giving away just about everything. We figured out last year, though, my daughter's split ended up being about a 65-35 split.
That's not enough. That's not enough. Hey, Daryl, thanks for the call. I got to run. Going out to a Coca-Cola song. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Cherry Coca-Cola, Cherry Coke. The taste is gone out.
Cherry Coke, my favorite Coke of all time, by the way. I've not tried that new orange vanilla Coke, Longoria. Have you had that yet?
I have not.
Mexican Coke actually is the bomb.
It is the bomb.
Pure cane sugar, Chuck. Michael's in Atlanta. Michael, welcome to the show. Real quick, what do you have?
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's up, buddy?
I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
And I drive Uber and Lyft. So while I'm driving, I actually listen to your show. I make sure I ask the passengers so okay to listen to your show. So to answer your question, we know exactly how much we're making. We even know exactly how much Uber or Lyft is making. That, you know, if you just there's a button you just click on, and it shows exactly the breakdown of what the passenger paid, what you earn, and what the company earns.
Yeah, I think people need to educate themselves a little bit better on what's going on financially with that. Bill's in Ackworth. Bill, real quick, what do you have, buddy?
All right, real quick, classic, have a Coke and a smile, right?
Absolutely, have a Coke and a smile. The real thing, wasn't that a thing for a while, the real thing? Phil's in Buford. Phil, real quick, what do you have?
Hey, Coke used to have cocaine in it, actually, originally.
Yeah, it had
and
everything
the other
in there.
Thing OPM, is Coke. Another family in Atlanta, Woodruff. They do a lot of good
yes.
work.
Yes. Well, I believe the Woodruff family is the family that really extended the brand and made it a worldwide phenomenon, much like the Mark Arum Show. I'm bubbly brown water of radio.
Okay, that's the best description of the show
let's
ever.
Let's do star of the show. bubbly brown water.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
You guys are fantastic tonight. I'm looking at Low T and Longoria, but Deb got us Coke, a cola, and lobster rolls. She gets Star of the Show. Rhonda, I don't have time to take your call, but I love you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you listening, Rhonda, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Rhonda. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB. Tomorrow we'll be on early, 4 to 7 p.m. 4 to 7 p.m. So check in with us early. In the meantime, go to sleep, a little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.